I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. Registered voters in Montana may be receiving a poll soon in their mailbox. The pollsters want to get a sense of what Montanans think about some of the candidates on the November ballot, as well as on a few current issues. Montana State University political scientist David Parker says there's been a dearth of results from surveys in recent years, as Lee Newspapers and Montana State University Billings both have stopped funding regular polling. He says MSU and the Montana Television Network have pooled their resources to query registered voters by mail instead of by telephone.
Partly the problem with cell phones, right, is people just don't answer cell phones with a number they don't recognize.
Parker says a benefit of polling by mail is a better response rate, although it takes a bit longer for those responses to be returned. It's a trade-off he predicts will result in a better snapshot in understanding the Montana electorate.
This poll is designed to inform the public, it's designed to allow us to make better policy decisions, and it's designed to help hold elected officials to account. And it's a poll by Montanans for Montanans, where a lot of the polling firms come in or from out of state.
The problem with polling in this state right now, he says, is most are done by candidates, and either are not shared or when they are shared, it may be selective. And there's the question of whether it's for informational or political purposes. Parker says their poll was tested to make sure it's free from bias and to see how long it took most people to complete the survey. On average, 10 minutes. The poll asked questions like, if the election were held today, who would you vote for? Or, what issues are most important to you? Parker is also working on a follow-up survey after the November election.
And that's important, too, because what we're trying to do is understand after the fact how the candidates won, what messages worked with voters.
He says the voters contacted will be a sample of those registered voters who answered and mailed back the first survey.
So the idea is to see how people's views of the candidates change as a result of what the what we can see the campaigns do from what they do in the public realm. So, for example, we know there's a lot of advertising. Does the advertising that we see actually affect at least how people perceive the issues in the race?
The pre-election or first survey will be mailed to 10,000 households starting next week, making it one of the most extensive political polls in Montana. Parker is hoping for at least 1,500 to 2,000 responses. And if that happens, he says it would be one of the largest in recent history, as most Montana polls rely on responses from between 400 to 600 people. The plan is to announce the results the first week of October before regular absentee ballots start going out in the mail October 12th. The MSU-MTN survey envelope will carry their respective logos and will contain the questionnaire and a self-addressed postage-paid envelope to return the poll. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.